Hi, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, We Go For It. We're sharing stories and observations for the boldly aspiring. And during these turbulent times, we need a lot of us aspiring to different things, aspiring to new horizons, aspiring to be and to do and to have more. This podcast is brought to you by Norman and Advancing Life Projects. Let us help you advance your life project. Thanks for joining us on our 365-day Best Wishes for You series. This is episode 82, and our wish of the day for you is, may you be a good example, not merely a good reciter. And by a reciter, we're talking about a person who just talks, who just, you know, speaks intelligently about particular ideas, about what needs to be done, about what their objectives are, but that doesn't really do anything. You know, we live in a world where we need to act. And I've always had a particular bias, the action bias, which is you have to get things done. And the place where things get done is outside. It's not only in your head. It's not only inside. It's outside. Working in your community, serving your community, whoever they are. It could be your family, it could be students, it could be your clients, it could be your colleagues. But there's always a group that we are involved with whom we serve. And that's kind of like our meal ticket. That's how we find our place in society. Now, I feel very strongly about the action bias, which means we have to go out there and do, as I said. Now, I admit that thinking is an action, but it is. But in addition to thinking, we have to get things done on the ground. And in order to get things done on the ground effectively, so that we can achieve whatever goals it is we're trying to reach, that we are aiming for, that we have set our sights on, it's really important to develop good habits. Consistent action. I talk about it a lot where I say there are certain things that we need to be doing every day. In a previous episode, I spoke about affirmations. Affirmations should be done every day, several times a day, if possible. And of course, that created its own prerequisite, which is to be in a particular frame of mind. We talked about that. Habits are important. It is really, it sounds like a cliche because we hear it all the time that your future, what it is that your results will turn out to be, it is really just a sum of your habits, the things that we're doing on a daily basis. Now, if we want to develop certain good habits, when I say good, I mean habits that will lead us in the direction that we want to go. How do we set up these habits? Well, there are a few things we can do. And I think one of them as a foundation is that we need to be honest. We need to be honest with ourselves. And what I mean by that is we need to be clear about what it is that is most important to us. If we're not honest with ourselves, then we are depriving ourselves of some of that super, super powerful energy that can move us forward through the adversity and the difficult times that will emerge when we're trying or when we are going for something that's important for us, going for a big goal. So it's very important that we be honest with ourselves and that we identify those things that are most important for us. What is most important for you? What is in harmony with your values and with your purpose? Do you have a purpose? Have you decided on a purpose? Have you discovered your purpose? There are a few ways we can go with that, and that's the subject of another episode completely. But let's just go back to being honest, identifying what's important to you, and then making a decision. And when we talk about a decision, it's not expressing a whim or a fancy, something that if it doesn't work out so well, you can go back on. You know, when you make a decision, what you're essentially doing is you're cutting yourself off from other options. And the times that I've made a firm decision, in other words, a real decision in the spirit of the word, it's always benefited me. It hasn't been easy in those times, but it's always benefited me. And I've lived a much richer, fuller life because of that. So make a decision. And what decision would that be? Well, decide what habit you'd like to change. Or better yet, excuse me, I take that back. Not what habit you'd like to change, what habit you'd like to start. What habit would you like to put into your life, to adopt, that will have an impact on your life? So choose that habit. Choose one habit at a time. Make that decision and choose. Now, of course, you've gone through all the preliminary steps, which is understanding what's important to you, understanding your values, understanding where it is you want to go. I would hope setting some goals with some deadlines, right? That's the subject of a whole other kind of training. But once you've done that, then you identify what are the habits that I need to develop, or what are some of the habits in the spirit of cross-training that by helping me in one area, they can also affect me in other areas. So choose that habit. Another thing you can do is just set up the 365-day challenge. I've done it with this podcast. I've done it with my workout routine. And just start counting down, understanding that it's highly unlikely that you're going to do whatever it is you're trying to change 365 days a year. But just play along with it. Play along with me on this for a second. What if you have established a habit? I don't know. You're going to write. You want to be a writer. You want to write things. You want to be an author. And you say, well, I'm going to write every day for an hour, okay, or 30 minutes. And you say, okay, today is day one of 365 days. Start doing it. And you go adding it up. Let's imagine that by the end of the year, maybe you haven't done the 365 days, but you've done 280. That's 280 days that otherwise you would not have done. We're not looking for perfect. We're looking for movement in the right direction. Get it done. Get moving now. And as you develop that habit, for example, writing every day, you're going to change the way you see yourself. You're going to change your vibration. You're going to also physically change the results around you. You're going to have something in writing, something that you're learning that, I don't know, if you are a serious author and you start to develop your talent, you have the skills for it, and you're developing them, well then, you know, you're increasing your chances of getting published. As an example. Now, another thing very important is that you don't want to give up when you inevitably, and I'm saying it that way, inevitably temporarily fail. It's going to happen. Just keep going. Keep going. You're going to have those failures. You may go a whole week where something went wrong and you did not write, for example. You did not do what you said you were going to do. Okay, get back on the next week. But don't wait for Monday. As soon as the crisis is over, get right back on the horse. It could be a Thursday night, a Wednesday morning. I don't care. Sunday morning, get back on the horse. Post haste. Don't wait until Monday. Okay. Monday's a day like any other. Don't go with that artificial to beginning of the week stuff. Start now. Okay. Remember, your subconscious mind understands two things. When you ask it the question, where am I and what time is it? I'm here. It's now. Get restarted. Get back on that horse when you inevitably fall off, because those things are going to happen because it's something called life. Keep going. And as you develop these habits and as you start to see the benefits and the results, enjoy and indulge the change in results. Enjoy it. Reward yourself. Feel good about yourself. And then never go back. I have my own application of it, and I'm not really sure why I decided finally to do it and take the plunge and start working out on a regular basis, but I guess it was because it represents to me a certain way of controlling things in my life. If I can control this particular routine working out, exercising every day, then that gives me a control over a certain area of my life that maybe in other areas I don't feel the same control. Whatever the reason was, about 2 years ago, I started working out, and I said to myself, I said, okay, I'm going to do a 365 day challenge. I'm going to work out every day for 365 days. I didn't do it. I did about 280 days. And it was a really good experience. The first 2 years, I just worked out at home. I did home workouts, calisthenics, push-ups, body weight stuff. I was working out. I was serious about it. I sometimes, in order to keep the rhythm going, I would work out at midnight, 1 a.m., just to keep it going, even though I was tired. And it really built inside of me this determination, this persistence to get it done. Persistence is a very important thing. But you're going to persist when you're going after something that you love, that you are in harmony with. I was definitely in harmony with it because I felt better about myself. I lost weight. I stopped drinking beer. I started to look better. And then about a few months ago, I started going to the gym. I got a little subscription. I signed a membership, and I signed up at the local gym. It's open 24/7. And now my results have exploded because I've taken my habit of just go work out every day. And now I just changed location. And so now I have proper material to work out with. I'm not very creative for the home workouts. I must admit there are people that really swear by them and do really well with the non-weight type of workout. I don't claim to be that creative. So I really enjoy working with the weights and the machines and everything. And now that I'm back doing it, but with a mindset that I hadn't had since probably I was 15 years old, when I had no care in the world, I had a carefree life. That's not the case now. And yet I am still able to put in my 45 minutes to an hour between 5 and 6 times a week religiously. And it's almost like I can feel when I don't want to go. And I say, I don't want to go. And it's become so automatic for me just simply to answer, okay, and go. Whatever, acknowledge it. I don't want to go, but I go. Just go. Just start pushing the weight. Start moving. Do something. And I say to myself, you may not have the best workout today because maybe you are tired, but you're going to do a workout. And that's going to add a little bit, another layer to your health, to feeling better about yourself. And by doing that, you're learning a lot about yourself, and you're discovering that, in essence, you can do just about anything you set your mind to. You just got to stay with it long enough. And I found that to be so empowering. And that routine, and it's a routine. I didn't say a rut. It's a routine, and it's a routine I love because of how it makes me feel. That routine has fed into my decision more than a year ago to do this podcast, to go after the 365-day Best Wishes for You series, to get into the habit of sharing my message, sharing stories, learnings, things that I've experienced in order to get to know more people, to get more people into my orbit so that we can all work together at Advancing Life projects, to maybe make a difference, to do something special, to help people move forward with their life projects. And one of the ways of doing it is through this podcast. It's getting the message out. And the key to that is consistency. And if there's one thing that's solidified in my mind, I already had it. I had done it before. I'd been persistent before, but it reminded me. Sometimes we forget who we are. We forget the things we've done. And by doing my 365-day workout challenge, I was really mentally prepared to do the 365-day podcast or episode challenge. I've failed. I've gone weeks without posting an episode, but I'm still here doing it. And I know that I'm going to refine it and be posting on a daily basis, and it will happen. And if it's not a daily basis, 5 days a week, it's not so bad. So thanks so much for your time. And, as we part ways, I just share my sincere wish with you. May you be a good example not merely a good reciter. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to make sure that you walk the walk. Until next time, take care, be kind to yourselves and each other, and remember that ultimately, you hold the key. Thanks for your time.